This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
Back in 08, back in 09 and all that, I was going through some really depressing times and I just didn't know which way to go about in life, whether to either go left or right. I just didn't know what to do. I was struggling in school, struggling in life. I was just like thinking of taking up drugs and all that sort of stuff. And I was just going through major depression. I was even thinking of suicide. And I found a Deen show. I was going through Google and through Islamic websites and all that sort of stuff. I looked up and then I saw a Deen show.
If one person accepts Islam because of you, because of your effort, it's worth more than the whole dunya. This is your brother Abdurrahman Khawalda from Dallas, Texas. I'm here in support of the Deen Center. It's a beautiful organization, mashallah, doing da'wah in the U.S. And they have purchased a piece of land and several buildings on it. And we are counting our brother and sister throughout the U.S., throughout the world, to be part of this magnificent project. It doesn't matter how much you give. It doesn't matter how much you donate. What matters, we all participate, inshallah. May Allah bless you. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And then I saw a Deen show. Alhamdulillah, it brought me closer to Islam and actually stopped me from doing suicide and thinking suicidal thoughts. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. It's not nighttime, but it's just break of dawn. Catching the first prayer of the day, Fajr. Starting off your day is so important. You know, we don't have to get into science, to research, to motivational speakers, what they're saying, and life coaches, but we have all that in our deen. We have it where God Almighty, Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, is talking about establishing the salat, and the most important one to get your day going right is Fajr. This is Dr. Ahmed, and you're telling us this is 40 years in the making?
Yes.
Yeah. Future generations coming up. What's your name?
Abdullah.
It's Abdullah here who's leading the prayer. Beautiful, mashallah.
So this is a gift that's priceless from Allah. This deen is valuable. It's money can't buy it. It's a gift. Allah guided you. You're here tonight. Continue to go ahead and thank Allah. Don't take it for granted. And never think that you're missing out. And you see them on the hip-hop videos, and they're for 2-3 minutes. It looks like, wow, this is it. This is life. But when the cameras are off, some of the most miserable people.
In his latest Instagram post, the singer admits he was unhappy during his last tour and is now, quote, very focused on repairing some of the deep-rooted issues that I have so that I don't fall apart.
Because they don't have deen, they don't have purpose. And the drugs and the money and the girls and all this stuff is fake. It's a fake life. So you're living the real life. And inshallah, we can be in Jannah, GPS to Jannah. And we'll see you soon at the... all of you guys at the Deen Center, inshallah.
Very close to the Deen Center, you got El Medina grocery store and restaurant. So you got a high concentration of a community. Look at this, look, subhanAllah, look. You know, we stay away from the sugar, but I'm good. Thank you very much. I do, that's good.
Because
I don't
have
it. I don't need sugar.
The first time here, right?
The first time, but...
Okay, the first time I've been.
May Allah reward you mentally. Thank you.
I really
How you doing?
So from last 10, 15 years, my name is Zakir Hussain.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I see you all the time. On.
And this is Muslims for Humanity. Tell us about that.
So my volunteer comes here every Saturday, and they pack the food. As you can see, we do give nice, good food for the needy families here. And everything we do is da'wah in action. So we do give variety of stuff, the canned food, you know, good stuff. And there's people who donate meat also, alhamdulillah. I'm so honored to have Brother Eddie with us.
Feeding humanity.
That means we serve all mankind, regardless who you are. We don't look to people's color and faith and all.
No discrimination.
No discrimination at all.
Exactly. You need to get fed, you'll get fed.
You get fed. I spent 24 years in South Florida. I'm so happy to be here in Tampa. It's been 5 years. I discovered Tampa is a beautiful, wonderful place. And there's a lot of programs in different centers. There is a unity here. There's something that brings everybody together. Sometimes you could attend this center for Dohr and Maghrib, you could go to the center and maybe you could catch up. Aisha Salah, another center.
The community is continuing to grow.
Oh yeah, the community is growing. Everybody's moving here. Day to day, I mean, every day you hear that a lot of people are coming from all over the country.
So inshallah, the Dean Center and Economic Relief will be working together to feed our neighbors around this area, around the Dean Center, inshallah.
Absolutely. It will be an honor, and we're very honored to have you with us here in Tampa. And, you know, every single year, all of us, we're proud what you do what you're doing for Dawah. It's amazing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, make you more blessing to this beautiful community.
Ameen.
And
Ameen.
We mean it from our heart. All right.
And khutbah he did, till today they still talk about it.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm here with some denizens here from the area in Tampa. Brothers, they want to know, like, what is the situation here in Tampa as far as when we opened the Dean Center, the sustainability with community here. Can you give people a better picture?
For sure, inshallah. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala amma ba'd. So, alhamdulillah, really, I can tell you guys that I've been now in Tampa now for 5 years. Before that, I lived 10, 12 years in St. Pete, so not too far off. Really, alhamdulillah, what I've seen in the Tampa community, the potential, mashallah, the people who come out to support events, support initiatives, support centers here is, wallahi, really fantastic. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great ni'mah. It's a great blessing that, alhamdulillah, you know, as our brother, he said here earlier, that Tampa is a city, mashallah, and an area where people are generous. Whether they have or they don't have, they're willing to give. Alhamdulillah. So really, I see Brother Eddie, inshallah, when you get your center open, when your center is going, especially a project like this, people, they want things like this. They want things which are, they are sincere towards the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, they want initiatives which are going to help the da'wah, help Islam, inshallah ta'ala.
Some people are asking, is a masjid in this area where we're at, Valrico, is it needed?
Definitely going to fill a vacuum. You can depict a better moment in time to fill this void, speaking with people that are like us in the community. It's been thirsty for that for multiple years. So I think it's probably one of the best investments I've seen in the past 2 to 3 years in regards to things that can happen in this city. It's definitely gonna fill a lot of voids. And the key thing is everything that he's trying to do, Brother Eddie, is exactly what the community needs. Heaven sent, however you wanna say it, it's definitely written for him to do what he just did. I could not support anything better than this type of cause, due to the fact that you're filling a void,
Mashallah.
A vacuum. It was written for you. Barakallah feek. Alhamdulillah.
Especially Valrico, there's no other Islamic center or masjid actually within that city of Valrico. So definitely a huge community like that is there and present. An Islamic school, an Islamic center, a Dawah center, inshallah, is going to be a fantastic initiative.
How important is the Dean Center for the future generations to come?
I'd say an issue like this is something that's long overdue, not just in Florida, Valrico, rather in the U.S. You know, this is, as you guys probably know, this is one of the biggest projects, Islamic projects, happening in the whole United States. You know, a place where people, worshippers, youth can come, practice, learn their religion, as well as non-Muslims can come, learn about Islam, get support as new Muslims, inshallah ta'ala, where youth can come, they can gather, they can do activities, we can have Islamic schools, etc. This is the type of masjids we need in America, which are, they're not just places of worship, but they're centers, they're communal centers for our communities to gather, learn, benefit.
Again, it's an honor. It's totally an honor to have a person like you here. You are going to be one of the backbones,
inshallah,
in this community.
Inshallah. I look forward to working with you.
Barakallahu feekum, barakallahu feekum. Support the Deen Center, one God, one message, one Ummah, inshallah. Support the cause, inshallah.
Quite frankly, I was quite surprised when I found out that he's going to transfer me in this car. Maybe the smallest car I ever been at, even though I come from Egypt. And we didn't have cars almost until I was a teenager. But in America here, you know, this is the car Eddie had to rent, you know, to go around. You know, he's from Chicago, right? But he's now in Florida, next to the Dean Center. And see that place out there? That's where we're staying too. You know, I asked him something, what's going on? He said, Amana Sheikh. You know, Amana Sheikh. You know, I really had to, I had to convey this to you guys, because I tell you something, I'm an imam, but my standard even a little bit more than that. And he just humbled me. You know, now I'm questioning my integrity. I ask Allah to forgive all of us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We need to do this for the future of our children, the future of our great country, the future of mankind. This is your brother Uthman ibn Farooq, and I've got a very important message. Alhamdulillah, our brother Eddie is setting up the Deen Center. Not just the Deen Show, but the Deen Center, a full Dawah Academy, a masjid, a Dawah Center in America, the first of its type, a groundbreaking project. And I want everybody, as I'm supporting it, I want everybody to support it so we can take the Dawah to the next level. We need the Deen Center. Please support it.